Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. The focus for this week can be captured in one word: interiority. Interiority, which according to Merriam-Webster means interior quality or character, or also inner life or substance, psychological existence, is the focus of what we're going to talk about in the context of a makom for Shabbos. Usually, when we think about Shabbos, we think about zman, about time. But there is a very significant emphasis on the whole notion of space, specifically a limitation of space. There is an interesting entry. There's a guy, an author, famous author, British author, and a very deeply, devoutly Christian guy, C.S. Lewis, who talks about, in his book, Surprised by Joy, the value of the fact that his dad didn't have a car in the beginning, in the mid-20th century. And this is picked up on by Rabbi Dr. Nehemiah Polin in a brand new, beautiful book called Stop, Look, Listen, Celebrating Shabbos Through a Spiritual Lens. And Rabbi Polin picks up this piece by C.S. Lewis to emphasize the fact that today one of the defining qualities of someone who is Shomer Shabbos is that they don't drive. One of the qualities of Shabbos is that we are limited in our space and that we do not drive on Shabbos. And Rabbi Polin points out, that we become more acquainted, reacquainted with our feet on Shabbos because we're limited in how far we can go because we can't drive. The inability to drive, says Rabbi Polin, quote, if distance has been erased, so has embodied proximity. If we're driving, then we have no limits. And rather, the fact that we don't drive, he says, quote, physical closeness and the infinite riches, which is the C.S. Lewis line, the infinite riches of genuine relationship. So number one, when it comes to Shabbos, the fact that we don't drive, that's what creates community. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in a conversation in 2017, emphasized this when he was contrasting the Facebook community. He quotes from Mark Zuckerberg, who said that the goal of Facebook is to support communities. Because Rabbi Sacks says, of course, Facebook can support communities, but it can't create communities. He says, quote, communities have to be down here on the ground. That's why you need a minyan, and that's why you don't drive on Shabbos. So Orthodox Jews live in close proximity to one another. So first of all, when it comes to Shabbos, we don't drive. We have limits on how far we can go because we need to create community. This is it goes so far to be really rooted in one place that the Pasuk says in Yeshayim, Teshiv, in Tashim Mishabbos Raglecha, that our feet are going to be different on Shabbos. And therefore, the din is that we don't run on Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Tashim Mishabbos Raglecha Asos Chafatzecha. So says the Holy Alshech. The Alshech HaKadosh says that it's only Asos Chafatzecha. If you're doing your thing, then your feet have to rest. But to go to shul, then it's a mitzvah to run even on Shabbos. But other than that, if it's asos chafetzecha, if we're doing our own thing, we don't run on Shabbos. Not only that, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Kufyud Gimel Amid Beis, then we don't take huge steps. The Gemara there is discussing what happens if somebody encounters a river. You don't take a giant step, you don't leap on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, our proximity is circumscribed. We're meant to stay local. And the greatest highlight of this din, that we are really rooted in one place, is the concept of Tchum Shabbos, the fact that there is a perimeter to community on Shabbos. This was part of the conversation, believe it or not, between Naomi and Rus. When Rus was coming to convert, the Gemara says in Yevamos and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, when Rus is insisting, I want to go with you to become Jewish, Amra La, Naomi says to her, Asr Lan Tchum Shabbos, there is a limit to how far you can go on Shabbos. You need to stay in your place. So Ruth says to her, that's okay. Ba'asher telchi eilech, wherever you go, I'll go. This is a fundamental dimension of Shabbos. The Gemara says in Sota, Daflam and Amid Beis, that there are two opinions whether or not this din of Tchumen is Darabaran or Daraisa, but it's developed in Erevin and Daf Yud Zayin. The Manda Amar, the opinion who says that Erev Tchumen, that extending the perimeter around your community is the Oraisa, it comes from a specific pasuk. Rashi quotes the pasuk. The Gemara develops it later. Right there, lo kin al erev tchumin. If a person goes out of the perimeter of their community on Shabbos, they get malchus. Why? Dichsiv says in the pasuk, al yetze ish mimakomo. A person should not leave their place. So mehacha yalfin tchumin. Beperak mo mishuutzi Rashi dimaskal lokin. So now we understand that there is a din called Tchum Shabbos. And there are two opinions, Daraisa Durabana. The Rambam says in the 27th chapter, Perek Chav Zayin, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that Halacha Lamaisa, there are actually two layers of Tchum Shabbos for a person. That 12 mil, each mil is 2,000 amos. So 12 times 2,000, that's the Tchum Shabbos min HaTorah, outside of your community. And just to understand what that means, this kind of Eruv Tchumen is different than Eruv Chatzeros. Eruv Chatzeros is when we all live in a neighborhood, we surround ourselves with a boundary, with a wall, and we share food. This Eruv is when you take the food, or your feet, and you place it outside in an area that is uninhabited. The Tchum Shabbos means min HaTorah, 12 mil outside of your inhabited area, or Midrabanan, the Rambam adds that Midivrei Sofrim, Shelo Yetzi Adam Chutz L'Ir, Ella Ad Alpayim Ama. 2,000 Amos outside of your specific perimeter, that is the limit for how far you can go on Shabbos. It's not just how you travel, it's where. There's actually a limit to how far you can go. So much so that a person needs to be focused on their makom on Shabbos, is that the person actually, in their mind, needs to be what we call Konesh Visa, which means that you have to actually identify what is your makom, what is your place for this Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Simon Tuf Tes in Osir Aleph quotes this halacha lemaisa. It's based on a Mishnah and a Gemara in Erevin, where if a person is traveling, let's say they're in an uninhabited area, they're in a field walking toward the city, and they see far away in the distance that the city is there, but they're not going to get within the tchum, the 2,000 amos, but between them and the city, there's a tree. So they think, oh, you know what? My tree, that tree, it doesn't have to belong to me. It doesn't have to be my property. But that's going to be my makom for Shabbos. Unless they identify the specific spot where the tree is as their makom, where their konesh visa in their mind, then it's not their makom. And in that case, unfortunately, if a person is outside the city and they don't have a makom, they weren't konesh visa. If you're konesh visa in your place, you get 2,000 amos. If not, you actually have to literally be limited to the 4 amos where you are standing when Shabbos starts. Wow. This din of Tchum Shabbos means you have a makom. And there's a special injunction, al yetze, do not leave. The question is why? Why are we limited? What's this specific element of makom on Shabbos? It's deeper, perhaps, even than just the concept of creating community. It goes to the heart of what makom is at all. Because there is a fascinating idea in life, the concept of freedom of movement, which enables us to explore and to discover elsewhere. But sometimes we need to be interior, focusing on the interiority, being present in the moment where we are, what we're doing. There is a limitation of distance. A person's not allowed to leave where they are in a specific context. A Kohen, the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Losa Sekuf Samachay, a Kohen who is in the middle of the Avoda is not allowed to leave. This is an expansion of the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Emor, Vayikra Chafalef Yud Beis, where the Pasuk says, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, when the Kohen Gadol is in the Beis HaMikdash, when he is on duty, he's not allowed to leave. He must be in the Mikdash, and he has a limitation not to go anywhere else. Why? Because the potential to go somewhere else is the potential for distraction, to search elsewhere, to look beyond. But the Kohen is meant to be focused and in the moment, present in his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means a restriction on movement. Al yetze ish mimakomo, min HaMikdash lo yetze. You're in this hallowed place, this makom of Kedusha. You're in this encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't leave. And therefore, without the distraction, the potential for going somewhere else, we're able to focus on where we are and what we're doing right now. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is the Yom HaDinishmasa. It's the day that we're meant to be interior. It's the interiority of the experience of saying that we're going to forego traveling so that we can, instead of focusing on what's external to us, we can focus on what's inside of us. Yaakov Avinu, when he's leaving He's running away. Vayifka b'makom, the pasuk says at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. He encounters the makom, a place of Shechina. So what does he do? Vayolon sham. He stays there. He davens. He creates an interior experience. So that's where the Halig of Bereishis Rabba says, Vayifka b'makom, the famous line, the very important fundamental line, Mipnei ma mechanin shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'korin oso makom. Why do we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as makom? Shehu, because he, with a capital H, Makomo Shel Olam. He is the Makom of the world, the Ein Olamo Makomo. He is not part of our world. We, our world, our existence, is within his Makom. He is Makomo Shel Olam. Shabbos, we are taught Al Yetzi Ishmi Makomo, because we are meant to have an experience to be in Makomo Shel Olam, in the Makom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that means not searching beyond for some other place beyond our boundaries. Stay where you are. This is something that, obviously, there were many tragic elements of this. Lo aleinu, we don't wish it upon anybody. But this is something that we experienced in certain ways. And I've had numerous people from the community tell me they've had incredibly powerful, religious, spiritual, deep, Ribbono Shel Olam moments when they were during the COVID lockdown. Lo aleinu, obviously, there was so much suffering and challenge. But the moments that we couldn't drive anywhere, go anywhere, do anything beyond, we were limited to our home, so we had to look in the mirror. These are moments of interiority. So Baruch Hashem, on Shabbos, we obviously don't have a full lockdown, but we have, in a certain sense, a limitation. Our freedom of movement is limited al yetzei ish mimakomo, to our Tchum Shabbos. We have to create a sense of community. We have to connect with other people to create friendships and relationships, but ultimately, the al yetzei ish mimakomo is mimakomo shel olam. It's the time that we have, that we're not traveling, we're not looking for another destination. The destination of Shabbos is within our makom, internally with our yomad nishmasa, within our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by limiting our space, our travel, we actually free ourselves to be interior. The interiority of Shabbos is due to this gift of being present within the moment, within the experience of Shabbos, wherever we are. That is the gift of the interiority and the limitations of Makom, Al Yetzei Ish Mimakomo B'Yom HaShvi'i. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.